you're supposed to get good, honest reviews.
Right.
And it's
right.
fair. Listen, the thing is, you can get plenty of good, honest reviews. You know where you end up with like a 3-star, or I had a guy call the other day, had a 1.9. Now, I'll tell you
that's
that typically you could end up though with a 3.5-star and be a phenomenal company. And how would that occur? Because you didn't ask people for them. So you're going to get a higher percentage.
You allowed only the angry people,
to
go find you online when they were angry.
Now, if you have a 1.9, you're probably a bad company though. Yeah, if you have a 1.9 and 9 people left reviews, you're probably bad.
Yeah.
You probably got customer service issues.
You have a process issue that we cannot necessarily help you with.
Yeah, you probably have, you might even have good service and workmanship, but there's something wrong there with the customer service.
You've got someone in your office answering phones who you don't hear how they are on a phone with people. We, in clients where we have tracking numbers on their sites to help them track phone calls.
Hey guys, it is Nolan and Jason here. Pretty cool topic today. I think this is going to be a good one. How to get more Google reviews.
Or just reviews in general.
Yeah, and we'll touch on that too.
Yeah.
In fact, we went to a conference which we talked about quite a bit recently in a few of these, and they were saying how Google now wants to make sure that you've got a medley of reviews, not just
the reviews on Google, but they want you on multiple platforms.
Of course, it's a ridiculous statement because the one that nobody can get is the Google review, right? So so everybody has trouble getting Google reviews. You get all these other reviews, Angie's List and Yelp and all those, or you've got like tons of them because you paid for their services, right?
Right.
Home Advisor. And then the ones you can't get are the ones you don't pay for, but you can even get more Facebook reviews than Google reviews, right? If you're not asking.
Because everybody's on Facebook.
Yeah, like 14 times per day, right?
Yeah.
The average person goes onto Facebook 14 times per day, so you can get some reviews there if you have any following at all. Yeah, the average person is on Facebook more than they eat.
Yeah.
More than they eat
that is
to stay
terrifying.
Alive. Okay, so let's talk about the Google review, though, and how people can get them. So if it were my business and I was, and this is so very important, I'd have like 5 points, Nolan's 5 points to review success, and I'll list them for you. So I don't have like, so if you're a retail or a service business, a plumber or roofer, lawn care, or, you know, even a yogurt shop, you know, whatever it is, I would have multiple points that I would do. So a lot of the guys that have trouble with this aren't retail though, they're service, because they don't. If you're retail now, Google's even sending them saying, hey, did you like that yogurt? But they don't do that if you're a roofer or lawn care. They don't know you were there.
Yeah, they don't know where you were, who you've serviced.
So let's say that you fit that category, or maybe you're an accountant or something like that, but it doesn't work quite like that for you. So the very, very number one way, and this was at that conference too, right? Ask in person.
When you're there, the day you provide service.
Ask in person and be sincere about it. And if it's not you there,
you ask for the check.
Yeah, well, just ask. I mean, even if it's not you personally there and it's a worker of theirs, you should have some sort of checks and balances and procedure. This should be kind of the company mantra, as far as I'm concerned. If you're not asking for this, if you say you can't get these, then you haven't done this yet. So the first thing is to ask in person. And if it were me, while I'm there, I would say, here's a printed card. It could be a business card. It could be a 3x5. It could just be something. And it could say, hey, if you go here, then if you could leave us a 5-star review, we'd really appreciate that. Or if you could leave us a review. I will say this about it right now. Google doesn't like you leading the people. They don't like you prefacing them. In fact, there's something new that if you have a program, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute, if there's an assistance program, there used to be a little window that would pop up and say, hey, how did you like us 1 through 5? And if you picked 1 through 3, it would route you to an email to the owner.
It's called review gating.
Review gating, that's right. And if it was a 4 or 5, it'd go, oh, great, here's a Google review. Well, Google came out and said that if they catch you doing that, they're going to take all your reviews down.
And they will catch you.
Yeah. They're pretty good at catching you doing this stuff. So you cannot review gate. You can't have any, doing any of that. So if it were me, Jason, I don't think there's anything wrong with using basic logic. Like if the guy was a complete jerk that we were servicing, I'm not going to go up and say, hey, Mr. Jerk, how about giving me that 1-star that I know you want to give me? You know, you can just leave them alone, right?
Right.
You don't have to review gate, but we don't have to be stupid, do we?
Right.
So if somebody, 95% of the people are great, you do a great job 99.9% of the time anyway. And if somebody's kind of rude, you don't ask them, but the other 90% that are nice people that you also provided nice service for, you ask them in person, you hand them a card.
Right.
Some people are visual, so it's like, oh, if I go there, yeah, if you go to our website, you click there, there's a button to give us a review. We sure would appreciate it. And so it's a good, and how I would do that, just really heartfelt and nice and sincere, right?
Right.
That's the best way to do it.
Another thing you're going to be tempted to do is tell them that if they give you a review, they get 10% off next time. Mm-hmm. Google don't like that either.
Yeah, so no, you're supposed to get good, honest reviews.
Right.
And it's
right.
Fair. Listen, the thing is, you can get plenty of good, honest reviews. You know where you end up with like a 3-star, or I had a guy call the other day, had a 1.9. And I'll tell
That's
you that, typically, you could end up though with a 3.5-star and be a phenomenal company. And how would that occur? Because you didn't ask people for them. So you're going to get a higher percentage.
You allowed only the angry people,
to
go find you online when they were angry.
Now, if you have a 1.9, you're probably a bad company, though. Yeah, if you have a 1.9 and 9 people left reviews, you're probably bad.
Yeah.
You probably got customer service issues.
You have a process issue that we cannot necessarily help you with.
Yeah, you probably have, you might even have good service and workmanship, but there's something wrong there with the customer service.
You've got someone in your office answering phones who you don't hear how they are on a phone with people. We, in clients where we have tracking numbers on their sites to help them track phone calls, we've actually intercepted an office person like burning their leads hardcore.
I'll say that. So you could actually be a good company, but if you do have less than a 3-star online right now, you have a functional internal problem that you need to vet out and figure out.
Yeah, you need to find out where your issue
is. If you're a 3.5 and you haven't gotten reviews and you've got like 8, but you service quite a few clients, then you're simply not asking for reviews, and those are the only angry people you've ever really had.
Right.
Which makes it look like to other people that you're not a good company. In fact, I've heard, you can look up online, there's tons of reports about this sort of stuff, but you might have had, you know, you might lose 60 to 80% of your online business because your reviews on Google are bad.
Right.
So you're getting found online, but you're losing all your conversion because the reviews are bad.
Yeah, and just to belabor the point, if you don't ask for reviews, the people who like you don't, when you leave, say, man, that guy was awesome. I'm going to go give him a good review. They don't even think about it. But the person who's angry for whatever reason, maybe not even your fault, they do say, I'm going to go online and blast that guy to hell.
Yeah.
So ask all of your happy customers.
Here's the next thing. So we just went to ask in person and hand them a card and ask happy, nice people that you service, which is almost everybody, right?
Right.
And then you want to email and text them, but without the review gating thing, of course, on the software, which any software worth their snuff has removed that because Google asked them to. And it's programs like AdPositions has a proprietary program that we have called Righteous Reviews. And what that program does, and it's inclusive for clients of ours.
Right.
And we're working on a resale of just that if you're not even a client.
Yeah,
right?
We're working on a standalone version that other people can use on their own sites.
So download. It is a little widget that it'll pull the reviews through a tab on the website, which helps with conversion. Mm-hmm. And by the way, that's another thing.
Gives you content, gives you updated, unique content on your site.
So that's another thing you're not supposed to do. And that not only review getting, but you're not supposed to pull only 5-stars. You're supposed to pull all reviews.
Yeah,
if you pull reviews through, show it all.
Yeah.
And and again, guys, you'll end up with a 4.5-star or better if you follow this little simple outline here. So you'll enter the client's name, cell phone, and email, and Righteous Reviews, or similar other products like this on the market, frankly, will text and email direct links to your Google review, Facebook review, BBB review, things like that, and give the customer an option. So they heard you in person, they saw the printed card,
which they've got sitting on their counter somewhere, and they see it a couple of times.
And they said, sure, Nolan will give you a review, but I'm too busy, and I've got to go play War of Worldcraft.
War of Worldcraft.
What is it called?
World of Warcraft.
Boom. Yeah, I don't watch any. I don't do that. Jason's into that stuff. Yeah, I would go back and watch I'm gonna marathon watch a Netflix series.
There you go.
I'm not gonna help out the local plumber who just came out and saved my ass from, you know, the house. All right.
Yeah.
So then you're sitting there and you're like, oh, I'm marathon watching the show. I was supposed to give a review. Oh well, I think I'll go play a game on my phone instead. And then your little text shows up and go, oh, there's Bob. Okay, well, Fine, click, touch, five star, whatever. Yeah, fine, click, five star. And you'll pick up, I mean, guys, your review response will go up if you start doing this by hundreds of percent. So now you've asked with sincerity in person. You put it on a print card that they have in their possession that they might have thrown on their counter. You went back to the office or somebody at the office, entered their name, cell phone, and email, and now you've texted and emailed them direct links to the reviews. And also, if you had that cool module, it pulls into the site and helps with other conversion, right?
Right.
And helps with changing content, another element and reason for Google to pull your site up higher, by the way. And then somebody's sitting in your office and they're not working hard enough, so you think, and maybe they aren't. So you make them call your clients back and say, hey, is everything okay? Sure would like a review. And I'd leave it alone after that if it were me. That'd be enough.
Yeah, you know? There is a point where they will get angry.
You don't want to hit them up too much, but you could answer the review again. And that little program will hit them once or twice with text and email.
Right.
And then I'm going to give you a massive, massive freebie here.
But before, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, you know what? Go ahead. Because what I was going to say ties in with what you're going to say.
Ties into the freebie. Okay, so the freebie here, besides all this other freebie cool stuff you just got on how to properly run your review campaign within your own company, and this should be done. Don't give up on it. And by the way, if you implement this and you don't get reviews, your employees or your company is not doing this, because if this works, it'll happen. And even if only 1 out of 10 or something does it, if you didn't ask reviews, 1 out of 100 might, if you're a service business, because no one's hitting them up and saying, hey, go give them a review. How'd you like the yogurt? You don't get that, right? So you do this and you're going to get a huge increase. And guys, even if you only get like 20 Google reviews in a year, or it depends on the category. And if you do built-in or walk-in bathtubs, you might get 4. But if you do HVAC, air conditioning repair, plumbing, or, you know, you might get 100, yeah. Right? And so it's important, depending on your category, depending on where you are. If you're a local accountant, you might get 2. I've looked at some, my dad's a CPA, so they don't have any hardly. But if you'll get this stuff done, I mean, if you're an accountant, you imagine sitting there and they just went to, I'm not going to mention all these cheapo accounting firms around the nation, but you just got your cheapo accounting at the end of the aisle in Walmart, which is one that does that.
Yeah.
And they came to you and got $8,000 in savings. How easy would it be to get a review?
Right.
But the accountant doesn't want to ask for reviews. They're not self-promoters, but you got to do this stuff. This is really basic stuff. So, okay, here is another tip on how to get reviews, and this could work huge. We did this, a guy was in wildlife rescue.
Wildlife rescue and control.
Mainly control, really. Yeah. Wildlife rescues for free stuff for the city. He actually hated those calls. Actually, that's what made this idea come up.
Oh, so, is it? Okay.
Yeah, we're sitting in a meeting, and his phone's ringing. I said, I don't want you to lose a call. And he's like, sorry. I get all these calls to save baby birds. And I was like, really? And I was like, and baby raccoons and all this stuff. He said, but we can't make any money there. They're just wanting to save the baby bird or save the bees. And I'm like, wow, you were really nice to that person. He's like, yeah, I'm nice to everybody. And it's like, well, you know what? I guess you kind of have to be nice nowadays or you get a bad review. And he said, yeah. I said, but you're really nice to them. You gave them the agency to call and all this. And I said, you know what you should do? You should ask those people for a good review. I said, you helped them. You spent time. I said, you don't have to be rude about it. I said, I'll tell you what, do it like this. Say, hey, I don't mind helping you at all. And remember me when you need my services someday. But do you mind giving me a review? I don't think there's anything against this. This guy is helping people. It's a legitimate review.
I think he even told the people to say, this guy helped me out.
Yeah.
Like,
he helped me with my raccoon problem. He gave me a phone number for this. So if you have a service where you give out free advice sometimes on the phone, man, why not ask for a review?
Right.
Yeah. So
he got like a crazy amount of reviews in like 2 weeks or something.
Jason, he's so stinking dominant all over town right now for these keyword terms. He's in every stinking one on the Pack 3 now. All of them. All of those keywords. He got them all within months of doing this because it was such a high volume thing. Now, you may not have as much, but you might help somebody turn on their HVAC system because you're a nice guy. And you're like, I don't want to come flip your breaker because you're thermostat's off. I know what's wrong with it. And you helped them, boom, on the phone. Ma'am, I'm busy. Keep me in mind. Boom. Fix a problem. Gone. But wait, stop and double back and say, hey, sir, ma'am, would you mind, you know, giving me a review for helping you out? And just say, hey, thanks for helping me with my thermostat repair.
Yeah. Or oh, by the way, that person who you were really nice to and helped out, not only do you get a review from them, but 3 months later when they have a real problem, you're going to be the first person
better.
They think. You're going to be the first person they
actually
think.
Asking for the review got them to think about you longer, got to remember you better. They put a review in for you, and you spent time that you already spend right now and got reviews. Almost every business does this out there, almost all of them. We do it. I do it all the time, but mine isn't as good of a platform for this. You know, it's hard to like, you know, but if you're legitimately helping these people over the phone with a plumbing issue, HVAC, I don't know, man. It could be a lot of different things that could be helped on. The wildlife control was a huge, huge win on this. And so you helped somebody out, you provided a service. You just did it for free. And then I would just be real sincere and say, hey, we'd like to have one. If you don't want to, it's fine. We'd like to hear from you later, though. And then that's how you do that one. So again, I recap this. It ought to be your company mantra.
This should be a requirement, like just a requirement for everybody that works for you when they're out on a job. This should be part of their the steps of service concept. If they go through and they do these things every single time.
So obviously you should contact somebody like AddPositions to do phenomenal work for your organic optimization, keyword ranking, map placement, review integration, and other paid advertising. But if you didn't do anything, and I actually tell the clients this, if you don't do anything at all, nothing online, we do everything for you, rewrite the content, do all that, and you don't even do social media, this would be the one thing you do.
Right.
So every client we onboard gets told this. It's very valuable information. I hope you enjoyed it. Call us when you're ready. I always tell everybody, guys, speaking of reviews, like this if you're on a podcast, like it if you're watching the video, please. That'll help us out. If you enjoyed the information, kick us back a little like on it, on what platform you're on, if you can, and the method that you're listening to it or watching it. And we look forward to hearing from you, and we'd like to help your business out someday. Give us a call.
Take it easy.